Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down where you will not be disturbed. In a moment, you are going to become extremely relaxed. You will always remain in control. Now, lift up your eyes and find a spot on the wall or somewhere in front of you, slightly above your eye level. We are going to take 3 deep breaths together. We are going to do that while you are focusing on your chosen spot in front of you. Ready? Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly. Now, that's it. Looking right up at your chosen spot in front of you, take another deep breath. Here we go. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly. Now. And now the third and the deepest breath. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And this time, as you exhale, allow your eyes to close. Just allow yourself to relax completely. Allow each and every breath you take to help you relax more and more. And every word I say and every breath you take takes you down deeper and deeper into relaxation. Now direct your attention to your eyelids. Relax those eyelids completely. You are in control. Relax the muscles around your eyes to the point where they absolutely will not work. In a moment, I am going to tell you to test those eyelids, and I want you to test them only when you're absolutely certain they will not work. Do you understand? Nod your head. Keep relaxing the muscles around your eyes to the point where those eye muscles won't work. When you're absolutely sure they won't work, test them. All right, stop testing them. Get complete relaxation in those muscles around the eyes. Now, let that feeling of relaxation wash over your entire body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, allowing every single muscle to go completely loose and limp. And the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. In just a moment, I am going to ask you to open your eyes and close them. When you close your eyes, you are going to be able to relax 10 times deeper than you are already relaxed. Now, open your eyes and close them. Going down deeper and deeper. Feeling 10 times more relaxed. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. The deeper you go, the deeper you want to go. in a moment, we are going to do this again. And when we do it the second time, you are going to be able to relax 10 times as much as you relaxed already. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed, feeling covered with a blanket of relaxation. In a moment, we are going to do this one more time. And when we do it the third time, you are going to be able to relax 10 times as much as you relaxed already. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed, feeling the waves of relaxation washing over your body, taking you down deeper and deeper into relaxation and helping you to access all of your subconscious and superconscious resources and to program your subconscious mind with the changes you desire to experience. And the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. You find that you can. With every breath you exhale, with every word I say, you go down deeper and deeper. Every breath you exhale, taking you down deeper and deeper, where you can feel better. And the deeper you go, the more confident, the more comfortable, the more secure you become. Now, that's complete physical relaxation. But I want to show you how you can get mental relaxation as well as physical. You are doing wonderfully with a physical relaxation. Now you are going to relax mentally. This is how we are going to do it. I am going to begin counting from 100 backwards. And you can count aloud together with me. Each time I say a number, I am going to say deeper, relax. I want you to focus on that number in your mind and say it with me, followed by the words deeper, relax. Each time we say a number, double your relaxation. And by the time we get down to 96, you'll be so relaxed, there won't be any more numbers. You can make it happen, want it to happen, and watch it happen. Let's start counting. 100, deeper, relaxed. Double your relaxation and watch the numbers start disappearing. 99, deeper, relaxed. The numbers are disappearing now. There's absolutely nothing you want more other than relaxation. 98, deeper, relaxed. The numbers are vanishing now. Every breath taking you down deeper and deeper. Feeling more comfortable, more secure. 97, deeper, relaxed. Make the numbers disappear now, feeling so good, so confident, so secure. 96. Deeper, relaxed. Just push all the numbers completely out of your mind, if you had not already, and notice how good you feel. The fifth stage of alchemical transformation is fermentation. The fermentation process starts with the infusion of spiritual energy from above that reanimates, energizes, and enlightens the alchemist. As you keep on loving the infinite with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength, and practice sending love out through every cell and atom of your being, to every speck of the universe, to infinite life, as you prove through your daily life that nothing else matters to you but divine, infinite life. As you demonstrate that you are willing to follow the infinite wisdom within you, you begin to have more and more spontaneous heavenly visions and experiences. They may feel as if the gates of heaven opened and let you have a peek of life that can be yours, if you keep following your spiritual path. These experiences will be more wonderful than anything you have ever experienced in your life, helping you to further dissolve your attachment to the physical world, because even the greatest pleasure you ever got from physical reality will fade in comparison. An experience of fermentation may be very somatic, where you experience every cell and atom of your body fermenting, literally bubbling with ecstasy, as if each cell of your body were having an intercourse with the divine, and each one was having its own orgasm. And in that respect, each one of these orgasms feels like the one that people may experience during sex, except that there is no genital stimulation, and there are millions of these orgasms bubbling up from every cell and atom of your body, lasting for many hours at a time. This intercourse is between your earthly energy and the spiritual energy. Earthly energy is referred to as water, while spiritual energy is referred to as fire. In an ordinary individual, this earthly energy, the water, is positioned below, generally portrayed as being in the stomach, and it is closely aligned to one's generative force, to one's sexual energy. While the spiritual energy, the fire, is positioned above. In this way, they are separate and cannot mix and merge. Since this earthly energy has a tendency to flow downward, in the course of life of an ordinary individual, it eventually leaks out, and that's the end of the individual's life in a physical body. The goal of an alchemist, on the other hand, is to reverse the positions of fire and water, so that the fire can descend below and water move above, enabling fire and water to mix and merge, resulting in a steam, since fire can cook or boil water. In this way, that which was fixed, one's body made out of earthly energy, eventually becomes volatile, and that which was volatile, one's divine spirit, becomes fixed, so that the body becomes spiritualized. When you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, sending this love through every cell and atom of your being, you are in effect raising this earthly energy, the water, upward, and at the same time you are opening fully and completely to the spiritual energy and allowing this spiritual energy, the fire, to descend downward. While you cannot force spiritual experiences to occur, nor should you go looking for them, as they will happen out of their own accord, in a way that is appropriate for you, the closer you get to divine through your spiritual practice, the more genuine your desire and commitment to serve only to divine, the more likely are you to stimulate such experiences. In a moment, I will guide you through additional practice that may help to stimulate such experiences. I would just like to mention that you will make the fastest progress by cutting yourself off from all physical stimuli for as long as you can, practicing regularly total and complete silence and stillness of mind and body, since stimulations of physical senses cause the leakages of energy, and the less energy you have to invest in your practice, the longer it takes to make progress. Now, I would like you to imagine yourself walking on an imaginary timeline to a point in the future, or perhaps even stepping out of time, whatever makes most sense to you right now, where you already are a self-realized being, where you are experiencing yourself as your original self, where all that is mortal has been purged from your mind, heart, body, and soul, and only that which is immortal, infinite, and incorruptible remains. Even though this original self is timeless and formless, I'd like you to imagine yourself being this original self now, looking through the eyes of this original self, and imagine that you are giving an advice to this other you, to you who is in the present time working on your spiritual goal, your younger you, if you like, and tell it whatever it needs to know in order to be able to express this infinite self, this original self, in the fastest and most appropriate way for you. tell it. What is the main difference between the two of you, and what it is that you should work on, and in what way, in order to reach your alchemical goal, and the best way for you. Good. Now, I would like you to come back into the present, taking all of the learnings and understandings from your original self that you can. And then I'd like you to imagine going along your imaginary timeline back into the past, way back before the time you were born. And imagine that you have all these qualities and attributes of your original self fully present in your awareness. And then imagine yourself reliving your entire life, but in a way that you maintain the awareness of all these spiritual attributes, that you have all of them available to you, in a way that you are able to, and are, as a matter of fact, expressing all the love, power, and wisdom of your original self throughout your daily life, as if you lived your entire life in tune with the infinite, as though, even though you had physical body, you were expressing directly from your original self. You may also imagine your parents or caretakers, your friends and co-workers, and every person you encountered throughout your life, also expressing directly from the original self. And relive your life again, as if you were living your entire life in heaven, as a matter of fact, surrounded with wise and enlightened souls throughout your life, nurtured with infinite life, at all times aware of that which is eternal, imperishable, incorruptible. Even when you were looking at those things which are transient and perishable, aware of the source of all those things, aware of divine presence in all the things, people and circumstances throughout your life. As you repeat this process over and over again, moving through your life, reliving it from this spiritual perspective, you will be rewiring your neurology and re-imprinting different memory, not only in your mind and emotions, but in the memory of all the cells in your body, aligning your subconscious with your superconscious, making it easier to make faster progress on your path. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. By the time I get to 5, you will be wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful in every way. You will feel much better than before you started this session. 1. Feel the wave of energy moving through your body. 2. Every part of your body feeling more alive and energized. 3. Reorienting to your room completely now. 4. Bringing the sense of well-being with you. 5. Eyes open now, wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling greatly loved, feeling wonderful in every way, feeling much better than before. Thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Laura DiGiorgio.